You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk about the biggest prospects who were dealt at the trade deadline up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, August 6th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's rank. Well, I didn't rank these. Scott ranked them, but I will reveal his ranking of the top five prospects who were dealt at the trade deadline. CJ Abrams, the shortstop now with the Washington Nationals. Robert Hassel, now an outfielder with the Washington Nationals. Noelvi Marte, shortstop with the Reds. James Wood, outfielder with the Nationals. Edwin Arroyo, shortstop with the Reds. Scott, there's a lot of Nationals and a lot of Reds on this list.
Well, yeah, what's interesting, and I'm just noticing them this now with you reading off those names, is that the top five prospects dealt at the deadline were involved in two different deals, three going to the Nationals in the Juan Soto deal and two going to the Reds in the Luis Castillo deal. So, you know, CJ Abrams, we know a lot about him. He's five at bats away from losing prospect eligibility, but he has gotten sent down. It's probably for the best. He's clearly rushed in San Diego. He needs to improve his approach. He's still underdeveloped physically, I would say, but the upside remains very high. His hit tool and speed tool, both at the top of the scales. Robert Hassel, the number two prospect here, is already a consensus top 25 guy, very safe hitter profile, and somebody who stands to play center field, which also makes him safe. Still developing power. It's not totally clear that's going to be a big part of his game, but he'll hit for average. He'll steal some bases, and he may turn into a good power source too. The two shortstops who went from the Mariners to the Reds, Noelvi Marte and Edwin Arroyo. Marte is kind of a stock down guy. He's where Arroyo was a couple years ago, the teenage phenom who they're expecting to rise the ranks quickly. Marte has, you know, he's kind of had some conditioning issues. It's pretty clear now he's not going to stay at shortstop, and he was struggling in every facet of the game early this year. The bat came around in July, and I still think he's going to be turn into a regular player for the Reds, a good source of offense, but it won't be at shortstop in all likelihood. Or Edwin Arroyo, much better defender, likely to stick at shortstop. Very young, still low down in the minors, but is surprised with the offense this year, and that, of course, gives him a bright future, potentially. And then the final one to talk about here, James Wood. He might be my favorite of this group. He is 6'7", and we've seen a lot of 6'7" guys lately. Of course, Aaron Judge, O'Neill Cruz, Eli De La Cruz. If you know prospects, you're familiar with him, also in the Reds organization. Well, Wood's in the National organization, but Eli De La Cruz is in the Reds. What do those three have in common? Big power. Wood is able to leverage his big size for big power as well, except the big difference for him is he's made a lot of contact. Now, he's only in low A ball. The pitching isn't great down there, and maybe they find holes to exploit as he moves up the ladder. But I think the upside is very high for James Wood, and I think he'd probably be a consensus top 50 guy. If we're re-ranking a top 100 right now.
What about the prospects who can make an impact down the stretch? Now, I do think CJ Abrams is in that conversation as well, but we've already talked about him. A few pitchers here, Ken Waldichuk and JP Sears going over to the Oakland A's in the Frankie Montas trade, and then a few infielders, Enmanuel Valdez, he goes to the Red Sox, and Spencer Steer goes over to the Cincinnati Reds.
So I do think we see Ken Waldichuk soon. He's already 24. He's been dominating between AA and AAA this year. Last 2 years, 13.5 K per nine for Waldichuk. He doesn't earn especially high marks as a prospect because there's this feeling it's more about deception than stuff for him. But the stuff has been ticking up, and I think he's starting to get a little more love from the evaluators. He's kind of the oddball sort of prospect that the Athletics gravitate toward. And they have holes in their rotation, so I think he'll be up soon. You mentioned J.P. Sears, who also came over in that same deal for Frankie Montas. Good minor league numbers. I don't think he has nearly as much upside. I think he's probably going to profile as a reliever in the long run, but they might need some innings from him now, even in the minors, putting up those good numbers. He wasn't pitching all that deep into games. The infielders you mentioned, Spencer Steer has shown good power this year and not a big strikeout rate considering. He kind of reminds me of Jonathan India in that he doesn't have like that big raw power, but his swing is just geared to maximize what he has. And we've seen that play well in Cincinnati, a small park, the best park for home runs, in fact. I'm not sure there's much incentive for the Reds to call him up down the stretch, but I guess it's possible we could see Spencer Steer. I think it's more likely Manuel Valdez comes up for the Red Sox. He has mostly played second. Obviously, Trevor Story is out with an injury right now. His numbers between double and triple A have just been ridiculous this year. But he's sort of an oddball prospect, like I was saying, for Waldichuk. Valdez, only 5'9", producing big power in spite of it. And doesn't, like I say, he's been playing mostly second base. He doesn't really have a position. He's not that good anywhere. And that's always makes for a difficult path for a prospect. But I think the bat is so good that the Red Sox are going to have to give him a chance sooner than later.
You know who we used to say that about, Scott? Good bat. Don't know where he's going to play.
A lot, but Jose Miranda.
Jose Miranda, that's exactly right. And yeah, look, every prospect is different, obviously, but look, Jose Miranda's having a pretty awesome year with the Minnesota Twins. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.